www.kaytfm.com. Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my old wretched soul. And oh, yeah. And look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. For after he saved my soul, he provided a means for my sin nature to be killed, that he may work his righteousness and his holiness through me, that I may bring forth his word to the chosen body that he has, the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And the second greatest commandment is likened to the first. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone in which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, we know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the grace of God which you gave us in your Son through the faith that we were crucified with him. I pray that we would be enriched by his resurrected sinless nature in all utterance and in all knowledge of Christ's sacrifice for us, even as the testimony of Christ living through us is confirmed in us, so that we come short in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom shall also confirm us crucified to the end, that we may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let his beautiful bride say, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. The Bible tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. And as always, I must first give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, for we can do nothing separate from him. And we also give thanks for you this morning, a few of you that have tuned in by internet and by radio. For many are called, but a few are chosen. And what a wonderful time to be dead in our life hid with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, and declares, what a wonderful time to be in Christ. What a wonderful time to be in this true hiding place. Although the Bible declares unto us, the wicked watch the righteous and seek to slay them. But oh, thank God for this place of refuge, this sure hiding place. You know, as usual, if you have your Bibles and you desire to follow along this morning, Malachi chapter 3, once again, the Holy Spirit has declared, come out from amongst them and be ye separate, said the Lord. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, in the Spirit of the Lord says, behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom you seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, said the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like a fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. You shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, as in the former years. And I will come near unto you judgment, and I will be swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers, against the false swears, and against those that oppose the howling in their wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, said the Lord of hosts, for I am the Lord. I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Oh, praise be to his holiness. Praise be to his holy name. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Psalms 102:13 says, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. God has a timing of matters, and his time has come to favor Zion. And the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. These people will be created new creatures in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 declares, in an instant, at the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom, as the Holy Spirit hovers over the word preached, the earth, our bodies, that are without form and image of Jesus Christ, and void of the water of the word and the spirit, and walking in darkness of religion, Genesis chapter 1 and 2, will suddenly see a great light of glory, and the Holy Spirit removed upon the face of the word, the water, preached, and the truth will be revealed. Oh, praise be to his holy name. See, the Lord will recompense those that have sought his face to know his will with his glory. Oh, praise the Lord. You see, there have been some sudden changes that has happened this year. You see, where the truth of the gospel of the kingdom has been preached. You see, in the past, nothing has happened except to bring on pain and suffering and great persecution to those whom preach this glorious gospel. But suddenly, at the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom, the same one faithfully preached with no results, the Bible tells us that every sickness and every disease among all the people, regardless whether they believe or not, hearing the gospel will be healed. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23, and Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 declares, who shall be revealed to be alive in Christ on the day of Christ revealing his glory? Those that are dead by the faith, those that are really alive in Christ, will be revealed by the glory of the Lord upon them. Oh, the true riches. Oh, bless his holy name. The one gospel of the kingdom that we must lose our lives, Romans 6:7 declares, in order to find our eternal life hidden in Christ Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. So we must stay dead in Christ and not be lifted up in pride to steal God's glory with the resurrected flesh sin nature. the Holy Spirit, through Paul, warns us in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 27 that we will have to keep our bodies of flesh under, meaning crucified. Lest after the preaching of the glorious gospel of the kingdom and all the signs and wonders happen, we be made a castaway by making an attempt to steal the glory of God. We must remember that this hovering, this movement of the Holy Spirit, it is not us that lives to do the works of God, but the resurrected Christ Jesus in us. If that be the case, then to God the Father and Jesus Christ be all the glory forever and ever. Oh, amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You see, the Bible tells us, no doubt about it, we hear often preachers declare, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. You hear him say this over and over again. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. See, John 3:17 is a graceful statement that's associated with John 3:16. The Bible also tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. See, some of the preachers go on to say, for God sent not his Son to judge the world, and stop there. But the Bible, the verse doesn't stop there. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You see, why didn't Jesus come to condemn the world? Well, John 3:18 gives us the answer. For he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Then John chapter 3, verses 19 and 21 tells us that they that are condemned, and the Holy Spirit lets us know why this takes place. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hated the light, neither coming to the light, because his deeds should be reproved, in other words, examined or tested, to see are they really of the Bible or the man just blowing his own horn, so to speak. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God, that they are done in God, that they are done in Christ. And the Bible said God doesn't want to see anyone destroyed. He also says, hear now, O house of Israel, is not my way equal? Or not your ways unequal? God prefer that everyone be saved. However, he will give us the reward of our choice. See, this salvation is offered to the world, which means all people. But since all the people Christ died for were and are sinners who are separate from him, John 3:17 also confirms the idea that salvation is through Jesus Christ and nothing else. salvation offer.